What's going down, Shaitan? How y'all feeling? Are you ready to rock?
And our music is a direct reflection of where I'm at. That's why all of our records kind of sound different, you know? And it is cool because I've met a lot of people out there on the road that are like, your music has saved my life. And, or, you know, that song Broken Home or that song Scars, you know, I can really just relate to that song, you know? And so for me, that's like, it's not really what our intentions were when we set out to do it, but I mean, that's like, that's just a gift that I just have no idea how we got it, but it's what we got and we just keep rolling with it, you know? And I think that our fans really connect with the honesty and the music.
Jacoby Shaddix says the Paramore Sessions, the band's fourth commercial album and its second for Geffen Records, was recorded while the band stayed in an infamous Hollywood mansion.
So when we moved into this house, it was just like, the owner came to us and she was just like, I just have to disclose to you that this house is haunted. And we're like, yeah, whatever, you know, whatever, you know. And then over the course of the writing and recording, you know, of living there for 3 months, we proceeded to have some pretty crazy experiences. And but I really don't think that we would have came with the same record if we would have done it in a still recording studio. You know, I really think that just being inspired all the time by living together, you know, that's why we have the record we have, you know, and so hence the name, you know, Paramore. It's named after the house.
The newly released single, Forever, is another track from the best-selling album, The Paramore Sessions.
This song was born from all of our lives. This song is pretty much just like a broken-hearted love song, you know, and at the end of the day, it's like, no matter how bad you've been tortured by somebody or how you've drug yourself through the mud, through your addictions and stuff like that, it's like days come and go, but my feelings for you are forever, you know, and that sentiment really sums it up.
Getting Away With Murder, the band's third album, was a big commercial success, something that eluded Papa Roach's prior efforts.
Getting Away With Murder, that was the record that really kind of brought us back to the spotlight, you know, and really got the media's attention and the fans' attention again, like, wow, this band is not going away. This band is, you know, this is the real deal. And, you know, we said it in the beginning. It's like, we'll be here in the beginning, we'll be here in the end. We're going to be here for a long time. This isn't, you know, we're not a flash in the pan kind of band. We're career artists. Like, that's our goal, you know. And so it's like, we're four records deep now, and things are going good. And, you know, I just feel, I don't know, I'm just, it's a blessing, you know, because a lot of bands that we came in with back in 2000 are no longer here, or no longer making music, or no longer connecting with people through their music, you know? So it feels great to still be out here doing it and connecting.
I'm Larry London, VOA News. Just to be-